Well, hello. It is so nice to be sitting in front of my microphone again. I'm like bursting with excitement, actually, at getting to record now. Oh my gosh. So, as many of you know, I just moved. And the first and only time I have moved before this was when I moved out of my house where I was living with my family 2 years ago. And I have been there for the past 2 years and finally just had some issues with the house, like it being an older house and the landlord just really not wanting to spend any money to keep anything up and keep it in decent condition, which of course included my heat bills in the winter specifically were like at least $200. I think the worst was like 500 something per month. Yes. So in the month of January at one point, I had to pay $500 for my electricity bill. And now you might ask, well, Leah, how big was the house? How much energy were you using? You know, did you just like leave all the lights on all day? No. In fact, I can see specifically what items, like it gives me a breakdown on the website for the power company, and I'm sure this is probably an estimate, but still, it was egregious. Basically, everything else in the house was fine and used so little energy that my bill was under $100 every other month, except when I had to turn the heat on. So in the fall, I noticed the cost creeping up, and I was like, oh, that's unfortunate. The first year, I thought it was just a fluke, and I thought that, oh, wait, there's a leak. Okay, I had people come out like 3 times total, and I literally went into the crawl space by myself. To be fair, a cat knocked out one of the vent covers and just went down into the crawl space. And I was like, oh no, poor baby. What if the cat is just down there and can't get out? Because the area where the vent was covering was kind of high, and I don't know if it could jump out. Anyway, so initially went down there for the cat, but then I was like, oh, hey, there is the HVAC unit that has been plaguing me so much and has been so expensive. And people have come out to make sure it's working right and everything. It is working, but it is so fucking expensive. Why is it so much? And I was like, oh, I can feel heat blowing out down here. That shouldn't be happening. Mind you, this was after like two different people came out to do stuff with the HVAC. So I was like, oh, how did they not see this? This must be the reason that my bill is so high. So then that was fixed. And then it wasn't really fall or winter anymore. So I just didn't notice until next fall. So this past October, November maybe, I started noticing that bill creeping back up. And I was like, oh, I'm going to contact the office. So I had an individual landlord, but the property was managed by a, well, property management company. So the actual landlord was a shitty person, apparently, but the people who actually came out to fix stuff were fine. And in this specific scenario, it basically meant that I would need to have the whole HVAC unit replaced. And at the lowest estimate, this would cost $8,000, which sounds like a lot of money to me because it is. But I'm sure this guy owns multiple properties and is sitting back making money from this. You know, just nice passive income having people in your rental properties while you sit back and reap the benefits without really having to do any work. Because I asked for gravel in the driveway. Come on. You can literally get someone to dump gravel in the ground, and I would rake it out and spread it over the driveway myself. That would not cost thousands of dollars. However, he just didn't care to do it because he didn't have to, right? So then, it definitely didn't help the situation with no gutters and rain falling down on my porch and just pooling there instead of running off the side and then pooling at the bottom of the steps, which were conveniently the only way to get out of my house. So then I just had to walk through mud and or standing water, depending on the severity of the rain. So at least if I had some gravel in my driveway to help, you know, direct the runoff and everything, that, you know, that could have helped. But no. So, you know, that was the vibe. Just pure, like, no, I don't want to do this for you. I don't want to make your life easier. Why would I do that? So sorry. I was just interrupted. We are currently on a school break, which, as a single mom, means that I am home 24/7 with my child. So, I really can't do any work right now. And that is one part of the reason things have been so quiet from me recently. In addition to the next big, huge reason being, I did not have internet access for the first 9 days that we lived here. So that was inconvenient. Especially when I said, hey, I work from home. I really need internet. And the next available appointment to have someone actually come out to my house was, well, today. The guy was really nice and got it fixed. Basically, the company just messed up when installing something and put it to the wrong wire. And then I tried to plug it in and do the self-install instructions and was like, oh, okay, my internet's not working. Great. But I couldn't get it resolved until now. So, I just checked out a lot of books from the library and started going through them, honestly. That's what I've been doing. And unpacking every box that I can because there are so many. I don't know how I still have stuff. I moved to a bigger place. And yet, the amount of stuff I was able to cram into like 800 square feet was really impressive because I just, like, where do I put this? Where? Yeah. So that is what I'm feeling right now. But thankfully, we have most everything unpacked. My room is cozy as hell. I love it. I have a nice little walk-in closet that I'm currently using as my studio. Whereas before, I had an extra closet in a bedroom-ish thing that I just used as an office because it would honestly be kind of a small, weird bedroom. But now I have space for my clothes and to actually set up a little desk and chair, and it is very cozy in here. I haven't fully sound-treated the space, so it might sound a little better in the future. I just need to figure out just kind of what to do with the ceiling area and maybe add some more tiles, all that kind of stuff. But I think it's good for now. And I am really, really happy with it, honestly. I am really looking forward to recording more things in here. Oh my gosh, it's so exciting. I really can't believe that I've made it here. Not to be all sappy and stuff, but really, I started this as just like a silly little hobby, and the fact that I have made it here and I'm able to provide for my kid and I as a single parent is really just incredible. I've been through a lot, to be honest, in the past few years. There's been just a lot of turmoil and grief and struggle in my personal life. And things are finally a little bit more stable now. And I feel like this is just really a new opportunity and a really, really good thing that we were able to move. I was so scared, even just like a few weeks ago, that things wouldn't work out and I wouldn't find a decent place and I wouldn't be able to move in time and might have to go live with my family again, which would not work out long term and would be a lot more stressful. And everything's okay at the moment. Yeah. So, which of course that all leads itself toward making me a lot more energetic and productive and enjoying life and able to write more and record more and all those things. So, I feel like I always end like little personal life notes with this, but like, thank you so, so much. Thank you for being here. Thank you for being patient while my stupid internet was out, but it wasn't my fault. Thank you for supporting me. Thank you for subscribing to my Patreon, because it genuinely like pays my bills. And yeah, thank you for listening to what I have to say, for the things I create, for appreciating them, all of that. Thank you.